straight directly to Greenville. There's land in Greenville, see, straight across. But I never had rode it. That bridge was built in 1930, I think completed in 39.
Now, you mentioned mules. What'd you turn break ground with in the spring? Were those mules?
With mules, the colored help. See, that was a little before mine. I was just a kid when I, and then we got a tractor in about 40, 41, I think. Sort of.
How much do you remember about them, though?
About
the mules.
Oh, quite a bit. The only thing we ever did, we used to have a slide. We'd haul water with one, me and my cousin, the same age as me. And we'd haul barrels of water for mom and them to wash with when we didn't go down the lake. We'd go down the lake and get a barrel of water and take it up here on, up to the lake with a slide. That's the only thing we ever did with mules. Dad and them wouldn't let us. See, we had all tenants. Sharecroppers took care of all that.
Did you ever ride?
Not too much. I'm the only one riding here that really never have rode very much. But everybody else do. I never have. But now my dad and them the one with mules. See, that's all you had. You cleared land with them. He was talking about the other week about this guy, that ground would be so tough, that's riding new ground, and had a cousin used to live here at this house. When they was plowing, that mule was pulling the plow, and they make him sit on the plow to hold it down, see, and he hit a stump, and the hell it throwing 10 feet.
Breaking
ground, see?
Yeah, break the plow.
New ground, yeah.
What'd y'all open the land up with usually?
Turning plow. You had a turning plow and a middle buster. Then you had a cultivator, walking cultivator they called it. You had a one row planter.
Then to make it finer, would you run anything over?
Just a harrow.
Harrow.
A little narrow harrow, take a row at a time. Maybe two rows, and you got a little modern.
Yeah. Some folks used to use bed springs to run over.
See, so you'd and then you had a one row planter.
Now, when you planted with mules, the plow would cut things, the trenches were called.
Now, we'd put in rows. In rows. You had a turning plow. In other words, you'd go on a, a turning plow, it throws the land to one side, see. And then a metal buster, it got a sweep, a wing, it throws it on both sides.
It cut a bigger.
Yeah. See.
The trenches cut by the plow.
Yeah.
Are called a.
A metal buster.
Yeah. No, the trenches themselves. The metal buster cuts a what in the ground?
What do you mean now?
Well, nowadays, with those big plows you got, you'll have one tractor will be able to cut about 8 or 9.
Yeah, a hipper ridger.
Yeah.
See what they call now. Put in rows.
The rows are furs?
Yeah, but we always call them rows.
Yeah.
You bed it up, in other words. It's called bedding it up. And it's all in rows.
Uh-huh.
In other words, you got a ridge and it makes a hunk, just a row. It's a hipped up row.
Joe, when your father would plow, would he ever plow with two mules?
Yeah.
Okay, now when he was playing with a turning plow, and he might have used two mules, one would walk in the fur.